the parasol. Min Hee's birthday fell in the hot season, when the sun burned down and people sought the shade. So for her birthday, she was given her very own parasol. "Can I go for a walk on my own with my new parasol?" she asked her mother. "All right, but not for long, and you'll be very careful." Min Hee was walking along the edge of a paddy field and into the jungle when she saw a huge gorilla swaying in the trees, its long arms dangling. "Oh dear, there's nothing for me to do but hide behind my parasol and wait for him to get me," thought Min Hee. So, trembling, she knelt behind her parasol. But nothing happened. And nothing happened. And when Min Hee peeped out, all was peace. There was no gorilla. She had not walked on much further when she saw a large, menacing shape slinking in the bushes. It was a big, growling tiger moving silently towards her. "Oh, dear, what can I do but hide behind my parasol and wait for him to get me?" she thought. So, trembling, she crouched behind the parasol. But nothing happened. And nothing happened. And when she peeped out, all was peace. There was no tiger. She had not walked on much further when a dark shadow made her glance up into the sky. A great bird with huge, ragged wings, a hooked beak and sharp talons was bearing down on her. "Oh, dear, what can I do but hide behind my parasol and wait for him to get me?" she thought. So, trembling, she sat behind her parasol and waited. But nothing happened. And nothing happened. And when she peeped around the edge of it, all was peace. There was no eagle. When Min Hee reached home again, she told her mother of her adventures. "Ah, have you looked at the outside of your parasol?" asked her mother. So Min Hee opened her parasol and walked around it to have a look. She jumped back in fright because on it was painted a brilliant, fearsome dragon with snarling, flaming nostrils and spiky claws. "Now, you see," said her mother, "how well the dragon protected you."